Yeah, good day everyone. I welcome you all to another episode of the entertainment discussion with Dija, and I wish to say Jumat Mubarak to my fellow Muslim brothers and sisters out there. So today I'll be talking about an act of purification in Islam, which we all know as ghusl. Yes, ghusl. Some people know about ghusl. Why some don't know? Some know, have a little knowledge about it. Why some have a deep knowledge about it? All in all, this episode is very useful to everybody in general. Now, what is ghusl? Ghusl is an Arabic term to the full body ritual purification mandatory before the performance of various rituals and prayers for any adult Muslim after having ejaculation or completion of the menstrual cycle. It is a major ablution as opposed to wudu, which is a minor ablution. Ghusl is considered an act of worship according to Islamic law. It is an act of purifying oneself from the ritual impurity, which is known as najasat, caused by sexual intercourse, discharge of semen or blood, and by touching the dead body. Now, recommendable act of ghusl, that is the sunnah. That is the sunnah of ghusl according to the sunnah of the prophet. What are the recommendable acts of ghusl? Number one, washing both hands up to the elbows 3 times before the ghusl, gargling 3 times, wiping the hands on the whole body to ensure that every part has been thoroughly washed, combing the hair with the fingers to ensure that the water reaches the hair root, for men only, doing istibra before ghusl janaba. What is istibra? Istibra means urinating. The benefit of istibra is that if a liquid comes out of one's penis, then you can assume that the liquid is urine. The benefit of istibra is that if a liquid comes out of one's penis before the ghusl, then you can assume that the liquid is urine. Then you will not have to repeat the ghusl. But on the other hand, if he had not done istibra, which is urinating, before the ghusl, then he has to assume that it is the remnant of the semen and he will have to do the ghusl again. But if it comes out of a woman after she has performed ghusl, she does not have to repeat the ghusl because what comes out of her is certainly from the discharge of the man. Now, what I just mentioned is not the steps to perform ghusl, but the recommendable act of ghusl, what you have to do when you are performing ghusl. Now, we have types of ghusl. We have the ghusl janaba, which is purification from the impurity caused by sexual intercourse or discharge of the semen. We have ghusl aida, which is the purification from the impurity caused by menstruation in females. We have ghusl istiada, that is the purification from the impurity caused by irregular bleeding. We have ghusl nifas, purification from the impurity caused by postnatal bleeding, that is after giving birth. And we have ghusl mayit or janaza, that's purification for a dead Muslim. Now, wudu is we all know that wudu is a necessary part of ghusl for men and ghusl for female. You have to perform wudu when you are performing your ghusl. It is performed during ghusl dua and is an act of partial ablution. According to Ali Al-Wida, if even a drop of blood, urine, or animal feces falls into the water that you want to use to perform the wudu, the person must remove 10 buckets of water from it before beginning with the wudu. Activities like defecation, deep sleep, urination, flatulence, that is when you release your fat, menstruation, light bleeding, sexual intercourse, and postpartum can invalidate your wudu. Now, what are the conditions for ghusl? One, the water must be mutlak, that is, it must be pure. The water must be tahir, it must be ritually clean. The water must be mubah, it must be lawful. You must have your niyat, that's your intention. All parts of the body must be clean from the impurity before starting the ghusl. Use of water should not be harmful to the person who wants to perform the ghusl. The ghusl must be performed by the person himself. Don't say because a couple can perform it together. No, it must be performed by a person himself. The place where guslu is being performed must be lawful. That is moved by it must be what? Lawful. Now, how to perform guslu? Some people know how to do it. Some people don't really know how to do it. Why some people know it at all? So, irrespective of whichever category you fall into, kindly listen carefully. How to perform guslu? All guslu are performed in the same manner. The difference is only in the niyat of each guslu, that is your intention. Step 1. State your intention, your niyat. 2. Say bismillah. 3. Rinse your hands 3 times. 4. Wash your private part, another impure part of the body, thoroughly. 5. Perform wudu as you do daily, but this one is it will be once. You know that your normal ablution is 3 times for each part of your body, but this one is going to be once. But don't wash your feet yet. You do it for every part of your body. Don't wash your feet yet, just like the way you perform your normal ablution. But this one is just going to be just one. But don't wash your feet yet. Wash your head thoroughly so that the water reaches the scalp. Wash your head thoroughly 3 times so that the water reaches the scalp. Men should clean their beards thoroughly too. Females should wash their hair to the roots. To the roots, must touch the down part of it, must touch your scalp. If a woman has her hair in a place, that is, if you plait your hair, then it is not necessary to open it. Just wet the root of each hair. Because if water did not touch the root of your hair, then your guslu is invalid. Step 7. Starting from the right side, pour water on the whole body from your hands to your legs. Do the same at the left side and then the entire body. And you are going to do it 3 times each. That is, your right part of your body 3 times each. Your hands 3 times. Your body 3 times. Your leg 3. That is for the right part. The left part to also 3 times for everything. And make sure that no area is left dry. And thoroughly rub your hands all over the body while washing. Make sure that no part is left dry. Use your hand to wash all part of your body. Step 8. After the guslu, step away from the area and wash your right feet and then the left feet. And the last step is what? Dry your body with a clean towel. With a clean towel and dress up. Now, act prohibited without performing purification baths. That is, what are the things that you are not supposed to do when you are not pure? When you've not performed your guslu, you are still impure. 1. Do not perform a ritual prayer or guslu dua. 2. Do not touch and read the Holy Quran or any of its verses. 3. Do not perform tawaf around the house of the God, only that is the Holy Kaaba. 4. Do not enter the mosque unless you are forced to do so in an emergency. When to perform guslu? When do we perform guslu? 1. When there is an impure stain on the body, that could be from a sexual act. 2. After the menstrual cycle has ended. 3. When the afterbirth blessing has stopped. Yes. 4. After returning from a long journey. 5. After washing a deceased person's body. 6. In times of extreme darkness, fear, and storms. 7. To wear new clothes. Yes, to wear new clothes. 8. Upon recovering from unconsciousness or regretting a sin. 9. For gathering blessings. 10. Before tawaf for umrah. And 11. To stay in Muzdalifah and Arafat in Mecca. And I hope that you've learned one or two lessons from this episode. If you don't know how to perform guslu before, can you listen to it all over again and start doing it right? Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy this